China, Inc. How the Rise of the Next Superpower Challenges America and the World. Author, Ted Fishman. Don't trust numbers. China is powered by the world's most rapidly changing large economy and is influencing our own lives as consumers, employees, and citizens. China is winning because it can make what others did for less money. Officials say the country must grow better than 7% a year to create enough jobs to busy those regularly entering the job market. Controlling the power of the exuberant Chinese economy is difficult. Every time the worst is predicted for China's economy, it seems to grow faster. The supersized workforce. Behind China's rapid economic ascendancy over the last 25 years is the basic fact of China's huge population. China is home to close to 1.5 billion people. China offers the world's manufacturers a reliable, docile, and capable industrial workforce groomed by government-enforced discipline. Since economic reforms were launched 25 years ago, the Chinese economy has grown at an official rate of 9.5%. The country is closing in on a 30-year run during which its economy has nearly doubled three times over. What these numbers mean is that the productive might of China's vast low-cost manufacturing machine, along with the swelling appetites of its billion-plus consumers, have turned China's people into what is arguably the greatest natural resource on the planet. What the numbers tell us and what they don't. By every measure, China's economy is growing rapidly, but there are still some extenuating circumstances regarding China's economic numbers. As with nearly all economic statistics from China, the reliability of these figures is suspect. While officials used to nudge their figures up to show that they were doing a good job in the past, it is now argued that the numbers are too low. China's central planners are increasingly directing development funds to locales officially designated poverty zones. China's East Coast jurisdictions, already the biggest beneficiaries of economic reform, mask high growth rates so that government resources do not go elsewhere. Follow the money to China. In the past, the United States used to routinely attract the most foreign money. But in 2003, China took a strong lead, pulling in $53 billion to the United States' $40 billion. The United States outscored China in 2004, attracting $107 billion to China's $61 billion. Though an increasing number of billions coming to the United States are being spent by Chinese companies buying American counterparts. Through the looking glass. China's growing prosperity gives the world farmers a chance to satisfy the hunger of the Chinese population. As the Chinese move off their farms, they must buy food grown by someone else. Arable land has been lost as a result of urban growth. And in fact, 17 million acres of agricultural land has been lost since then. Many common everyday objects, such as refrigerators, cameras, and cell phones, can have hundreds of parts produced by hundreds of companies. By the time the objects get to their end users, corporate purchasers have scoured the globe for the best parts and the best prices. The China price rules the imaginations of corporate purchasers. Meanwhile, China has emerged as a competitive exporter of a number of crops. The China price. Over much of the business world, the term China price has since become interchangeable with the lowest price possible. Chinese-made injection molding machines used to form plastic goods cost just one-third of their price in the US, and power presses and pressure casting machines cost one-twentieth. Cars. Over 120 companies make passenger cars in China. Dozens of these Chinese manufacturers are just small firms cobbling together cars in any way they can. Some produce models based on old Soviet cars and European compacts of several generations ago. Among these, many car makers are a small number of larger, thriving companies that in many cases started with the pooled resources of local governments. The car business in China is arguably one of the most competitive in the world, as manufacturing capacity explodes along with demand. As suppliers move to China, even if they move there in order to make parts less expensively for the American market, the big companies more willing to move too, more confident that the industrial infrastructure they need to produce efficiently is taking shape in the new market. 325,000 new engineers each year. How does a company cut costs and raise quality simultaneously? By hiring the smartest, most energetic people it can find in China. And there is no shortage of good candidates. Plunging into soft tissue. The world is full of technology firms that compete to provide parts and software for magnetic resonance imaging, MRI machines. These same firms will be working hard to crack the Chinese market and will inevitably be offering their best technology to firms that are looking to create a Chinese MRI industry. Flights of fancy. Although China has long manufactured warplanes, the country has not yet built a wide-bodied commercial passenger jet to global standard. Projections for growth in Chinese air travel are enormous, fivefold by 2022. Conflicting interests. China's competitive challenge not only pits everybody against themselves as shoppers and workers, but as investors too. Nearly everyone has varied interests that incline against one another. Even union workers who lose their jobs often have stake in companies whose success is increasingly determined by their ability to make it in China. The China bets are made through investments held by pensions and retirement accounts. America's largest pension funds invest in Walmart, Motorola, GE, Philips, and thousands of other companies investing billions in China. Import to China. For other countries, China has become essential as a customer as well as a supplier. Japan and Germany currently enjoy large trade surpluses with China because the latter needs the equipment to produce the goods made by Germans and Japanese firms. Hijacking intellectual property. The market in China gets particularly knotty when one considers that the big global automakers must partner with local, usually state-owned firms to do business in the country. The Chinese government has decreed that in a joint venture arrangements, all intellectual property brought into arrangement by one of the partners is owned equally by the other partners. This deal gives Chinese partners the right to distribute the technology outside the firm to whomever they choose. That puts the Chinese companies in the unique position of having the ability to combine top technology from several partners in their own vehicles. Why German must look to East to find itself? For German economy as a whole, China's economic rise has been mixed blessing, stirred so far with more sweet than sour. Unlike the trade between the United States and China, which gets more stunningly lopsided every year in favour of the Chinese, German's trade with China stays roughly in balance, often tipping in favour of the Germans. A key factor is that the Germans make the machines that fill tens of thousands of Chinese factories that have sprung up in the last decade. Where's the danger? The unprecedented threat we face with the Chinese phenomena is that such a huge country, even a small rise in the national standard of living and the productivity of the people can result in an enormous change in the total size of the national economy and the world economy accordingly.